Conversations like the one you are about to hear are supported by NetForce PC. From fixing your home PC or Mac to complete managed IT services for your company's network, NetForce PC can help. NetForcePC.com.
Good morning, I'm Tom Yoder in for Austin Cope this morning, and you're listening to Morning Edition here on KSJD. It is the last Friday of the month and time now for KSJD's monthly Veterans Affairs program. The holidays can be a difficult time for active military veterans and their families when empty seats at dinner tables or being stationed away from family can lead to loneliness or feelings of separation and loss. Joining me this morning are two local veterans who are here to share their stories of struggling through the holiday season. Sandy Valencia is a National Guard veteran and president of the local Blue Star Moms chapter. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning.
And also joining me this morning is Darla Sanders. She is an Air Force veteran who is with local VFW Post 5231 and Disabled American Veterans Chapter 44. Good morning, Darla.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. So, Sandy, I want to start off with you and talk about at least one of your experiences. Well, let's talk about your first time away from home during the military when you weren't at home during the holidays. What was that like?
Basic training, South Carolina. We got to have our meal, and then since you're in basic training, go right back to work.
Wow. So you didn't even get a whole day off?
No.
Yeah. So what did that feel like for you?
Well, if it was one more day to get basic training over with... Let's do it.
You were just counting the days at that point.
Yeah. Yes.
But you also had another experience later when you were deployed to Desert Storm. Talk a little bit about that was like. What was that like and what did you have to go through for that?
As a single parent, I had to sign custody over to my mom, which she lived with us anyway, to take care of the kids while I was gone. And... it was just strange doing that, but I had no problem with it because she was right there to take care of them when I was at work anyway. So
you were kind of fortunate in that regard,
I guess,
that you had your mom right there.
I was very fortunate.
Yeah. Did you know others who had to do something similar?
Yes. Yeah. There were maybe two other women and then a couple of guys as well.
And they had to sign over their children to some sort of guardian or something?
Yes.
Wow. Wait,
everybody had to do that. If you didn't have a spouse, you had to make sure that your children were cared for.
And then
legally.
Yeah. So just in case something happened to the
right.
Vet. Yeah. So, and then you spent a holiday in Kuwait or somewhere overseas then that year?
No, not really, no. Because we got to come home. Well, Thanksgiving, we were still here in Cortez or Montezuma County, mm-hmm. and we got to come home for Christmas right before we deployed, so everything was good there. I did spend in 92 when I was in Louisiana for training. Thanksgiving we had at Shoney's because that was the place that was closest to the camp. I think we got a reduced rate, not a free meal, but a reduced rate. So that's where the three women that didn't go anywhere, we went and had to Shoney's Thanksgiving buffet.
Yeah. What was it like for your children when you were away and they were with your mom?
At one point, Warren, it was really close to the time when we were going to come home. He was outside playing and he came running in to my mom and he said, "I heard my mom. Where is she? I heard her call my name."
Wow.
And she had to explain to him that he was mistaken, but he thought he had heard me calling his name.
Wow.
And I probably did on a regular basis.
Away. Yeah. How did serving in the military and those experiences away from family during the holidays, how did that change your perspective on the holidays? How does it change the way you look at the holidays now?
Well, just like yesterday, I was very thankful for my son, but the fact that he has a family during this deployment right now and they're in Chicago and he's in Iraq was a lot different.
Hmm. In what way? How was it different?
That he wasn't there with them, and I didn't want to bother Bethany, so I didn't even check in with her. I thought she lives near her mom, and her sister and brother are right there, so she probably had a holiday with them, but I just didn't want to bother her.
Yeah, just because you didn't want to bring it up with her or
right.
bring up the loneliness or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. Darla, what were your experiences like? I mean, you had a little bit different experience during the holidays in the military, and it sounded like you coped quite well. What was that like for you?
Mine was pretty easy. I had only one time that I was actually overseas, and I had hurt myself, and I had my Christmas tree was a light on the end table.
You made do, huh?
Yeah, we made do and just put our presents underneath the light. We didn't have a tree. We didn't have anything because we couldn't take it with us. So it was stored back in the States. But we didn't have any children, so it was just the two of us.
Mm-hmm. So you had just kind of a more simple approach to it, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. And the bases that I was at, being in the Air Force, normally what you do is you close the flight line down. There's no planes going in and out. They close the whole airfield. So basically everybody has the day off. There's a few that don't, the security forces, things like that. But other than that, everybody else has that day off, or two or three, whatever.
It sounds like different segments of the military handle it a little bit differently. In the Air Force, mm-hmm. it sounds like things get more shut down, or you're able to maybe shut things down for a holiday.
Exactly. Well, the pilots don't want to be flying unless there's special missions going on during that day. Excuse me. They'll just close the airfields.
Mm. So as you look at your holidays now or spend your holidays now, did serving in the military change the way that you celebrate holidays now?
No, yes.
You still have that lamp on the end table?
Yes. In fact, we're not putting a Christmas tree up this year. So, our family comes sometimes. Sometimes they don't. And I'm not overly upset when they don't. You know, it's just, I can't explain it. I've came from a very small family. Mm. Me, my mom and dad, and that was it. We were away from our family. So I grew up kind of that way, no big family gatherings or anything like that.
Yeah. Have you known others who have struggled during the holidays as veterans when they've been either away from their families or families that have active duty that there's an empty seat at the table?
Yeah. We have, particularly the youngsters, they always seem to have the worst because they're not used to that. You know, it's all new for them. And our big deal as senior NCOs when I was in my later years was to take in a couple of young airmen and bring them to Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah. Do you see that happening often around the country, or have you heard stories of sort of holidays with strangers kind of thing?
Yeah. And we do it here, too. I mean, I had one veteran and another one that I had invited that decided not to come. But we still invite each other, try to make sure that nobody is left alone unless they want to be. Because you can't push yourself on them. If that's not where they're at and they need that time alone, then you also have to give that too, you know, and take that into consideration.
Sure. Do you have any, I guess, advice for family or friends of active military or even veterans during this time of year? I think it can bring up some sort of trauma at times when there's been a loss in a family or something like that. Do you have any words of wisdom for people that are either coping during this time of year or can maybe help other vets this time of year?
Wow. Go ahead.
Either one is fine.
Some people, it would be good for them to invite another veteran or military person into their family.
If they have someone that's active duty and not there?
There, yeah. Mm. Sometimes if they've lost somebody, that just exasperates the situation. So each family has to cope with that in their own way. It's just a very personal thing to that family.
Yeah. Sandy, do you have anything you wanted to add?
Just be careful of your words. I've had so many encounters with people saying, well, don't the troops get enough support? Support, is, to me, there is no limit. Yeah. And when there is a loss, I don't know about these guys, but that's not what I signed up for. Mm-hmm. That's just, I signed up to serve my country.
Yeah. Well, thank you both for sharing your stories and sharing your experiences and some advice for people. And I know, as you said, Darla, it is deeply personal, and I think everybody has to handle these things kind of in their own way and whatever makes sense for them. Before we wrap up, though, I did want to give you a chance, Darla, to talk about the craft fair that's going on tomorrow to support local veterans organizations.
Yes, it is being held over at the Annex. It runs from 9 to 4. And we have quite a few vendors that are going to be there with some really cool items. And just everybody stop on by and see what we got going on.
All right. Get your Christmas presents taken care of, I guess.
Woohoo.
Always good to get that done early. Well, Darla and Sandy, thank you both for being here again. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
That is Darla Sanders. She is an Air Force veteran who is with local VFW Post 5231 and Disabled American Veterans Chapter 44. And also Sandy Valencia joined us this morning. She is a National Guard veteran and president of the local Blue Star Moms Chapter. I'm Tom Yoder, and you've been listening to KSJD's Local Veterans Affairs.